evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That was nuts. The phone number here is 749-1444. Once again,
WAIF, Cincinnati. The phone number is 749-1444. That means the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
Jim would have been all over by now.
All over. We're working in a new intern tonight, so be patient. If you call up, you're going to be talking to the lovely and talented Jennifer. Be nice to her. Be easy on her.
Yeah, she's No, too late. She blew it. She killed somebody.
You lost one already.
There they are.
Okay, there they are.
Here we go. Pick it up and say wave.
In case this is the first time you've ever tuned in to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, our format is this.
Talk. Hence the term Chris and Rob Late Night Talk
Show. And we are going to talk your ears off until 5 o'clock in the
morning. We're going to talk until your ears
fall off.
Bleed.
Yeah. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, we'll talk until your ears
your
get
ears
points
are gonna
on
think
them.
Your ears are going to think it's that time of the month by the time we're done.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on the air? She's so cute.
I tell you what.
She a doll.
She's taking way too long, though.
She sure is.
So anyway, there's two specific games that they're targeting, right, mostly?
Which one? The one where the guy bleeds when you cut his head off?
Mortal Kombat, in which martial arts warriors kill each other by ripping out the heart of the opponent, or the head, or the spinal column. And then there's another one that's pretty gnarly. Night Trap. Oh, it's our favorite, Charlie.
That's Charlie?
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie, you're on the air.
Kind of wild, kind of now.
Charlie.
Is this Charlie?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, have you ever played Night Trap? Okay, well, here's the deal.
Okay.
Did you go to college?
No.
Well, do you know what a sorority is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a sorority is like this fellowship of women. Well, so I guess it'd be a galship of women. And they get together and they like sing songs
it's
and wear funny
babes.
Clothes.
It's a herd of
babes. Basically.
Yeah.
And, okay, so that's a sorority. In Night Trap, sorority sisters are chased by black hooded killers who use a drill device to drain blood from their necks.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a fun video game to you?
Sure.
You would like some because you don't like sorority women?
Well, no, it's just a game.
Oh, okay. So because it's kind of fantasy and it's not real, everything's cool?
Yeah.
But if you could control a little person, like when you're playing a video game, and you could control someone with a joystick, is that what you want them to do? You want them to drain the blood out of someone?
Is that the object of the game?
I don't know what the object of the game is. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it before.
Well, then you kill as many as you can.
I tell you what, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You got to kill them before they kill you.
That's right.
I tell you what, if those sorority sisters would just start singing, they would drive anybody away. Hey, you know how many sorority chicks it takes to change a light bulb?
How many?
50.
Why?
One to do it and 49 to sing about it.
There was an editorial in the paper that says, on the school bus, I hear people talking about one of the best games because after you mutilate someone, you can suck the blood out of their body. Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool.
Hey, Chris.
What?
You know the difference is between a sorority chick and a parrot?
What's that?
You can teach a parrot to say no.
Rob, you're awful. So anyway, Charlie, what do you think about putting some sort of a rating system on video games? I remember when they tried to do that to rock and roll records, people like Frank Zappa, Dee Snider, and John Denver went to the Senate hearings and didn't do a whole heck of a lot of
good.
So
what are you
going to
have now? You're going to have, who could go testify now on behalf of the video game people?
Maybe Pac-Man.
Like, yeah, Pac-Man, Mrs. Pac-Man, and Bart Simpson, because he's a video game now, too.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be it. You know what I think is dangerous about video games?
What's that?
Are the driving games.
Oh, those are fun.
You get ripped and you do better.
The thing is, that rattles when you wreck.
Oh, I hate that one.
They have a spring in the bottom of the game, and when you wreck, the game vibrates.
Yeah, you hit a palm tree, and all you do is vibrate a lot. That's kind of. But the thing is, you do better in those games. Proven fact, you do a lot better in those games after you're drunk.
Isn't that great?
And so that kind of gives you the bad illusion that you'll actually do better on the highway if you've been drinking. Do you see what we're saying, Charlie?
Yeah.
So do you think they should rate these video games? I mean, you buy a NES or a Sega or something for your kid or your brother or your nephew or something. You get it home and you're thinking, well, these guys will play something nice and cute like Pac-Man or Centipede or some of those good wholesome games. Perhaps Perhaps I'll even play Jeopardy and learn something. Maybe, perhaps if we're lucky, they'll play John Elway football. A nice wholesome game like that. And next thing you know, they're ripping people's heads off and sucking their blood out.
Cool.
It's just a game. It's just another form of censorship.
You think it's just a game and it's just another form of censorship,
yeah.
Huh? Let's take some more calls and find out what they think.
Hold
about
on,
that.
I think she might have had something really on her mind.
What's that?
What?
I don't know.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to be a good call after those two nasty ones.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
America and the world needs more people like you.
Well, thank you.
Stay tuned, will you?
Okay.
Later, Charlie.
Bye.
Phones are open, 749-1444. We're talking video games. We're talking fun. We're talking high-tech electronics. We're talking techies.
We're talking, you know what you do?
What?
In every video game, all you do, basically, you go to the right, and you move the joystick to the right, and you kick the hell out of people. That's like every video game ever, and all everything is nowadays is a form on that style. It's just, you just keep doing the same thing over and over. You scroll to the right, and you kick the hell out of everybody that comes on screen.
There was an editorial in the paper that says, it is automatically assumed that all teenagers and children are alike and think that the more violence, the cooler the game is. What do you think of that, Rob?
No, I don't think so. I would think that the deal is the challenge. Whether the challenge is violent or whether the challenge is not violent. I think Tetris was very popular a couple years ago, and it was not a bit violent.
Whatever happened to them old-fashioned games with lots of spaceships and asteroids and space monsters?
Asteroids, that was another good one. Hyperspace! Ah! But the thing is about hyperspace is, you know, if you hit hyperspace, you were panicking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know where you were coming out, and the chances are you're going to die. You hit hyperspace, you would live for maybe another 10 to 12 seconds, and then you were going to get blindsided. Kaboomo, kablammo. So, I mean, yeah, that was always a desperation move. Who we got?
Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hello, Gail.
Hello.
How are you?
All fine, Chris. We listen to your program all the time, and we just listen Friday night. Do you ever listen to Friday night?
Friday night. What in particular were you listening to on Friday evening?
Well, it was some black people.
Uh-huh.
And they was trying to say white people's a bunch of devils.
Yeah.
And
we got a schedule around here. We got a wave alert around here.
What's that one?
Yeah, it's right over.
Where? What about right here?
In the corner there. Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah, and I called and talked to them, and they really put me down because I'm a white person.
Was it Islamic Perspectives from 11 p.m. to midnight?
Right. And I don't think that was right.
Well, there's nothing we can really do about it, is there?
No, I mean, you know, I just wanted to see if you've ever listened to them.
I can't say as I was tuning in last Friday night. I had other things on my mind that particular evening.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine. Hot young fleshy
bread.
Body.
Yeah,
some
well,
soft jazz music.
I know that sounds better than them because I'll never listen to that program
yeah.
again.
Well, seriously, I mean, do you think that's reverse discrimination and the crap that Jesse Jackson gives the world about black people being discriminated against can be just reversed as far as some of them black people who go around saying that white people are devils?
Well, see.
Is this a can of worms you want to open or not?
Yeah. See, the black people, they're always, you know, trying to put the white people down and say that white people's discriminating them. But it's not that way. They're discriminating the white people.
You know, it goes both ways.
Yeah, on some people, but when you call to talk to somebody on the radio, then they shouldn't go to put you down.
Well, that's their show, and they can screw it up however they want to.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
we put people down all the time, but we usually put people down who deserve it.
Yeah,
if they're willing to give up their Friday night to keep the Mighty Waif on the air, you know, fine. And if they want to spew some crap, listen to something else for a while.
Right, but if you're talking, you know, on the subject that they're talking about, and then all of a sudden, you know, they find out that you're white, then that's when they go talking about white people are nothing but devils.
So they were talking about the NCAA football bowl games, and you called up, found out you were white, and they started talking about white people being devils and trash?
Right. He started cussing and everything else.
Well, Chris and Rob firmly believe that obscenity has no place on the airwaves of the Queen City unless it's coming from one of our mouths.
Right on.
I know, but when you're talking about something that, you know, somebody's talking about on the program.
What in particular were they referring to when they called you a white devil?
Well, he started talking to me, and then we started saying, you know, different things, and then he came up and he says, are you a white person? And I says, yeah. And then he asked, what was I doing calling that program? And I told him, you know, I told him, I said, well, I was listening to, you know, a few callers calling in, and every time it's somebody white, then you got onto them. And then that's when he started saying, well, white people are nothing but devils.
This on the air or off the air?
On the air.
Wow.
And I mean, if I had my car running, I would have went up there.
Well, see, the thing is, you got to remember, and I'll tell you this, just like I tell everybody, don't believe a word you hear on a radio from anyone. It's all media. Don't believe anything you ever hear in the media.
Or on TV.
Because the guy's what? He's doing a talk show kind of deal? He's doing a talk show plus playing some music kind of?
Probably trying to stir up a little trouble to boost his ratings.
I mean, don't think the talk show hosts believe everything they say. They're just trying to get you fired up. They're trying to get people to call in because...
Except for me and Rob.
Yeah. Chris
We're
and I...
We're the only honest ones
We
left.
Stand 102% behind everything each other has said, except for the stuff I don't agree with Chris.
Yeah, well.
Rob can be a real doofus sometimes, too.
Sometimes Chris will talk about stuff he has no idea
sometimes
what he's
Rob
saying.
Is full of more crap than Jim Bowden.
Yeah, well, I think you guys are pretty cool, so...
Well, thanks. So do we. Except for when Rob's acting like a doofus.
Well, I know I'll never listen to them boat people again.
Well, don't listen to them. That's what makes the radio great. You got some other show just
it.
A little bit down the dial.
Turn on some classic rock and listen to Queen all night long.
That's it. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thanks a lot.
Take it easy, Gail.
Bye-bye.
We got the phone lines open now at 749-1444. 749
See, the way I understood it.
1444.
I don't think we hung up on her, so that's probably her. Okay, the way I understood it was, you know, video games a few years ago were way too violent, you know, just like they are today. And so this
were
Russian...
They? Pac-Man was violent?
Post-Pac-Man era.
Okay.
So this Russian engineer, video game designer, designed Tetris purposely not to be violent. And it caught on like crazy because...
That was
it's a
good game.
It's a very challenging game. And it's the challenge is what people want out of video games, not just the violence. And I think if someone can come up with a good, non-violent, challenging game, a la Tetris, then I think they could really cash in on something. I don't think people are just in video games for the bloody graphic. You know what killed me the other day?
What killed you the other day, Robert?
I read this column in Everybody's News, and this guy talked about being a ferocious reader. I'm a ferocious reader. Then his next column was how he hates people who don't use English properly. And he says that people in Cincinnati don't know how to pronounce nuclear because it's really nuclear or it's nuclear or something. I don't know. That made me...
Nuclear.
No. You look at the dictionary. Both pronunciations are okay.
Nuclear? We'll be right back. 749-1444 is the phone number. We'll put up with no more of these shenanigans, I'll tell you that. He's hot. His brain is caught.
There was a Pac-Man song, you know.
Yeah, who did that? Was that by Barnes and Barnes?
Fish.
I don't know. They were the Fishhead guys. Billy yeah. Mummy. Billy
anyway,
Mummy
if,
from
if you just
Lost
tuned
in,
this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show where I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we got high score. Remember that.
I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah.
By you pointing your finger at me, I'm supposed to know that you're going to say we got high score.
Let's try that again. Here, we'll even cue up some new music. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we got high score.
Woo! Hello, Aaron, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What can we do for you tonight, Aaron?
Oh, just call and talk about some video games, man.
What's your favorite video game?
Well, I don't really play video games, but You guys are in the past, man. Virtual reality is what you should be talking about.
You think if when the virtual reality catches on, they're going to try to rate that too?
Oh, of course, because of, you know, they got what was it, teledildonics? You heard of that?
No, what's that?
That's virtual sex.
Whoa!
Do you know how many times I've had virtual sex?
I don't want to know.
Not enough times, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
that was a joke.
Yeah, but can you feel anything, or do you just get to see it?
Well, what they want to do is design like these body suits that have sensors on all your pressure points.
Ooh.
So you can stimulate yourself.
Ooh. That'd be kind of messy, wouldn't it?
Kind of a little electronic rubber thing, huh?
I tell you what was that Woody Allen movie, Sleeper?
Yeah, I remember.
There it is. Here it is right there, man. It sounds like Sleeper to me.
Sleeper has arrived.
When they don't have sex, they go into that chamber or whatever?
Wasn't it? Didn't Jane Fonda do that in Barbarella, too?
Yeah, she did. She did Woody Allen.
In Barbarella?
Yeah, she did Woody Allen. Sleeperella.
Diane Keaton was in Sleeper.
You gotta try it.
Sexual virtual reality.
No, just any kind, man.
Besides that mall up there in Forest Park, where can you get virtual reality around here?
Well, they like tour around with it sometimes.
Like Lollapalooza?
Yeah, kinda.
WOMAD, they had it at the WOMAD tour too with Peter.
Yeah,
you know what they're gonna have?
Lot of fun, man.
Do they have a drug that goes with it? Do they have drugs that go with it to make it seem even more real?
No, you gotta take your own.
Yeah, well, I bet they'll have those pretty soon.
Yeah, we got some kind buds.
Hey, man, kind bud will always get you through the night.
Well, how much is it for virtual reality?
Well, it depends. If you want to buy the whole unit, it's like $70,000.
Well, I'll pass on that right now. Up at the mall, all they do is they pretend to hide behind a triangle and shoot each other.
I've never done that.
That doesn't look too cool. Now, the sex thing you're talking about would be too embarrassing because I would I would pay for the full 20 minutes or half hour, but then, you know, the last 28 minutes I would just be standing there bored smoking a cigarette or something.
Well, maybe you should try the kind bud. It's cheaper.
You bet. Much cheaper.
What?
The kind bud. Rob, let's educate you in drug language here. Kind bud. Kind means really nice.
Yeah.
And bud means like butt of grass, man.
Yeah.
So kind bud is really nice weed.
So that keeps you, that makes you perform longer sexually?
No,
it
gives
that
you good buzz.
Well, that's what I was talking about. This guy starts talking about drugs again.
Well, this guy's obviously hooked.
Talk to my lady here?
Yeah.
She'll tell you about the kind bud.
I tell you what, guys who'd rather do drugs than have sex
are weird.
Freaks.
Tell me about it.
Man, she's chickened out.
I don't blame her.
Hey, what would you rather do, have sex or have drugs there, Aaron?
Both, man, same time.
Would you rather do the water bong or have like a little peace pipe or roll a joint?
Little peace pipe for the water bong.
Are you stoned right now?
Yeah, very.
Are the walls vibrating?
No, but they're scintillating.
They're what?
Scintillating.
Scintillating?
Yes.
Well, I thought we were having scintillating conversation here.
That's titillating.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling us tonight, Aaron, and do me a favor, will you?
Sure.
Have a good one.
Hey, you too, man.
Later.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number.
I remember some guy told me, he's like, you know, right now for home entertainment, you know, you got music, and it's not going to get much better musically than CDs and you know, all this stuff. And you got home movies. No, they'll put a different format for movies, and that'll be it. But what will be the next big thing? What's going to be the next big thing? And this guy that I was talking to said that, I forget what they're called. What do you call when you got lasers and it makes a three-dimensional picture?
Hologram.
Holograms. This guy said holograms would be the next big thing.
They had a hologram on a National Geographic cover of the magazine.
Yeah,
National
I remember that.
It was 200th like a
skull anniversary or 500th anniversary or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this guy said, you'll just have your own your home hologram set, and you'll just, like, set it up on a coffee table, and you'll have a hologram right there. First thing I'm thinking is porno hologram on a coffee table.
Jane's on the line. Hi, Jane.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, what can we do for you tonight, Jane?
I heard the radio, and I was wondering why it had to turn into a race war, you know, over something that is said. I know that before each program, it's always said that the comments that are on the air don't reflect the opinions the WAIF staff. So
you're referring to Gail, referring to the Islamic Perspective program, which runs on Friday nights here at the WAIF.
Well, yeah, I know. And I find that program offensive myself, and I'm a black person. I mean, and I don't listen to it. I'm just saying that I've heard it before. I've called in before. I've gotten comments said to me, you know, that I'm a sellout, whatever. And
hey, what do you call a female? If a black guy is a sellout, he's an Uncle Tom. What do you call a black female sellout?
I've only been called a sellout. I mean, that's all.
Okay.
I've been called. There's no term.
There's no, like, Aunt Tina or anything like that?
No, just been called a Tom or a sellout. That's it, you know. And so, and I know when I wake up in the morning, you know, this skin color isn't going to change, and I don't want it to change, and I don't want anyone else's skin color to change. And so I'm offended by that radio program, so I don't listen to it, you know. And those who are, you know, they should pay attention to what's said before each program, and that is those comments don't reflect the opinions of the radio announcers, you know. And it doesn't have to turn into a race war. You guys are talking about video games. It's really silly.
Well,
the world is really silly. Have you heard all the crank calls we were getting at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I heard it.
That's quite silly.
I heard it, and I was shocked. I said, is that what they're really saying on here, you know?
Because no, I'm not shocked. I mean, the world's full of idiots. Go, you know, go try to drive down a street in the snow.
Well, hell, I know that. I know it's full of idiots, but, I mean, I didn't know that, you know.
You didn't think they'd actually stoop so low as to call the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, yeah, on WAIF, anyhow. I mean, WAIF is pretty... Well, WAIF is pretty open, you know.
Uh-huh. Even to idiots.
Well, yes, that's true. Well, open means everybody's invited, so I guess the idiots should, you know, be on there, too. But thanks for, you know, censoring the calls or whatever to get rid of the riffraff.
We try, but it's kind of...
Yeah, good
riddance. The seven-second delay is broken
bad
this
rubbish.
Week.
Yeah.
It should be repaired by next week. We got our crack staff. We got Skippy working on it.
But it takes all kinds of radio shows to make a station like WAIF tick.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I was just in San Francisco and...
What were you doing out there?
I was out there partying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you meet Jerry?
Please?
Did you meet Jerry?
Oh, Garcia, hell no. I'm not a deadhead. But
you don't have to be a deadhead to accidentally bump into Jerry down at a head shop on Height Street.
Well, Height Street. What are you from,
Height?
Cincinnati?
Height.
It's Height Street and
Height.
Not Height.
I know, but Chris is like, it's kind, bud. He's like, I'm some kind of idiot. He says Height.
It's Hate.
I know it's Hate. Chris says Height, though.
But Jerry doesn't hang up there. It's only like panhandling deadheads that hang up there. You know, and then their parents...
I heard there's a gap at the corner of Haight-Ashbury now.
Please?
I heard there's a gap at the corner of Haight-Ashbury now.
Oh, there's two gaps within that corner, and there's also a Ben & Jerry's ice cream exact corner of Haight-Ashbury.
When are they going to put a JCPenney in there?
Hell, I don't think they want JCPenney. That's too Midwestern for them.
Oh, the gap is so haute couture.
Gap is pretty trendy,
haute,
you know.
Couture.
And those
Ben & Jerry's is très chic.
Please?
Ben & Jerry's is so chic.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's deadhead chic. You know, it's Vermont chic. And that's why
Vermont
it's there,
chic.
You know. But the deadheads, the reason why there's a gap there is because they panhandle on the street all day, and then their parents pick them up in BMWs and Jags, and then they go to the gap.
It's kind of like the relationship we have here in Cincinnati between Coryville and Indian Hill, isn't it?
Hey.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, Chris and Jane.
Please.
Do you think in like 10, 15 years, when someone calls the whoever will be doing the late night talk show at this time slot, people will say, I went to Frisco, and we'll go, did you meet Lars?
Lars who?
Lars from Metallica.
Are those guys from Frisco?
Yeah.
I hear they all got ranches in Nevada now.
Oh.
they're loaded.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that or not. My
they'll still be talking about Jerry.
My sister's a big fan of Lars from Metallica, but... I don't know if anybody will be asking about him. Maybe her kids will, you know.
No, they'll still be asking about old Jerry.
About old Jerry Garcia,
yeah. Jerry will never die.
Please?
Jerry will never die.
Oh, hell no, he won't. Not
on that
all.
Note, Jane, keep tuning in. We love you, babe. Don't go changing and all that jazz.
Oh, hell, I won't. No.
See you, sugar.
Okay, bye.
Phone number here is 749-1444, 749-1444.
Metallica should have their own video game.
They should have their own cable TV network.
Or the Dead could have their own video game, and like I don't know what the whole idea would be.
Token.
You travel across country in a van.
Ride that train, ride
obviously. And the deal is, you got to do a lot of drugs. And that'd be the thing. It'd be like, you have to do so many drugs without dying, and whoever can do the most drugs without dying wins.
Did you break it?
She broke it.
You broke it.
Yeah.
Even though she's making a lot of mistakes here on her rookie night, Rob and I would like to send a big thank you to... Oh, that was Megan on the phone. Big shout out to Jennifer, who's working the phone line tonight.
Megan, go ahead. Hello, Megan.
Oh,
that was our bud, too.
Yeah.
You guys got to be more careful than that.
I didn't check. Check this time.
Jeez.
Do it right now.
It ain't easy here down at the Plush Studios at WAIF.
You really appreciate Jim when you go through there.
It's 2:35. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Go. Go, Rob.
From midnight to 2 a.m. on Mondays, you know what you can catch?
What?
The electric fence. Oh, an electric fence. I'm sorry. What are you doing?
I don't know. Did you ever work in an office? Well, then you got to put it on hold. There you go.
Now take it off. Now the line's good. Okay, you get an electric fence. You know, they play stuff like Throbbing Gristle. That kind of weird British industrial noise. Kind of
ooh, good head music, huh?
Yeah, the Cynics, Sonic Youth, the Buzzcocks, Link Ray, and Sun Ra, along with a strong presence of local and obscure bands. Remember, everything's better when you live life electrically. Isaac is your host weekly, Monday nights from midnight to 2 a.m., WAIF, Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. But right now, at 2:36 in the morning, on a Wednesday morning, you've got the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, going coast to coast, border to border.
We're being picked up by the COSI Satellite Network tonight.
And, was it Armed Forces and Radio Free Europe?
Hello, Megan, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, how you doing?
What can we do for you tonight, Megan?
First of all, Mega, that's my name, because I love Megadeth.
Okay.
Oh, this isn't Megan. We have a regular caller named Megan.
Mega. It's a weird nickname because I love Megadeth heavy metal.
They rock, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, I love them. Oh, my God. They're great in concert. But anyway.
Are they the best concert you ever went to?
It was up in Dayton.
Was it awesome?
It was awesome. Megadeth, Pantera, and White Zombie.
I don't know. What's the dude's name from Megadeth?
Lead singer?
Yeah.
Dave Ellison. Or not Dave Ellison. Dave Mustaine.
Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Remember when he went to the White House and was wearing a suit?
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Shut up, man.
He had his nice orange hair and a beard, and he looked great.
Hey, man. They're awesome. Love them. Watches are great. But first of all, I'd like to say hi to all the headbangers out there.
Hi, headbangers.
Woo! Hey, the headbangers. All right.
Those people who are really prejudiced, get a life.
Right on.
I mean, it's stupid. I mean, I'm a major headbanger. And when you see Jimi Hendrix, I mean, he rocks. And,
he rocks.
It's not the color that counts. It really makes me sick. But anyway, talking about video games.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Does Megadeth have their own video game yet?
No, not yet.
What would be the plot or point of the Megadeth video game? Say you work for Genesis and it's your duty, Mega, to come up with the Megadeth video game.
Damn, I don't know. I'd be like, I don't know. See, he could smash the best guitars or something. I don't know. It'd be cool, though.
It would be cool.
It would be awesome. But I like Street Fighter. Cool. That's awesome.
Okay. But you don't like... Fighter. What about Mortal Kombat?
That's awesome, too.
Do you think it's awesome? You think it should be rated R or rated X or whatever?
I mean, not really. No. Because... I don't know. People just want to have fun. They sit down in front of their TV and they work all day or whatever. They just want to have fun.
Do you think that in order for a game to be popular, it has to mutilate something or be overly violent?
Hell no. I mean, I love Donkey Kong and Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. I mean, it doesn't have to be violent.
But it just helps if it is violent.
What about Tetris?
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. You like that game where the little Mario dudes jump over the mushrooms and they become real big and fight dragons and stuff?
That annoys me.
Why does it annoy you?
I don't know. The mushroom part, I guess. I don't know.
Why? Do you think that mushroom thing is kind of a drug reference?
Yeah. Hope so. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
How old are you?
Oh, a young lady never tells her age.
Late teens or early 20s?
Late teens.
Oh, so you're still in high school?
Yeah.
Is Megadeth all the rage around high school?
No, I go to a Catholic high school. What are you talking about?
Macaulay?
No, Seton. Seton High School.
Seton High School.
Price Hill.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Only rich people are headbangers anyway.
Right on.
Rich people.
The only people who buy either metal or rap are rich people.
Rich white kids from the suburbs.
Yeah.
You know, Price Hill Hillbillies, that's what we're called.
Yeah?
Yeah, well.
So you're saying you're a hillbilly?
Not really, but.
You're just a headbanging, kick-ass kind of gal.
Exactly. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be violent to be a good video game. I mean, Tetris, it takes a lot of mind strength and stuff. Well, not strength.
But you know, if you go see a Rocky movie or something, or if you go see some cool Claude Van Damme movie, don't you just want to like beat the hell out of everybody when you leave that movie? Do you think kids get the same feeling from video games?
Yeah, I took 2 years of karate, and...
Whoa. Dude, quit insulting her, Chris.
But, I mean, yeah, you get that feeling, because I'm a big Jean-Claude Van Damme fan.
Ooh, you even say it with the accent, we could tell.
Well,
Jean-Claude Van Damme!
Wee-wee.
Who is Alex Trebek reading the correct answer on Jeopardy?
Oh,
with?
Jesus. Alex Trebek. But,
Jean-Claude Van Damme!
No, I mean, you get that feeling, but I don't know.
But you bust up some 12-year-olds and the feeling goes away.
Not 12-year-olds. 18-year-olds.
No. Well, there you go.
I don't know. I just feel like you don't need violence to make a good video game.
You know what video games universally lack is good music.
Yeah.
I like the music in some of them Nintendo games.
I mean, if they had Megadeth or something.
How's that go again?
That's a Jeopardy theme, isn't it?
Something weird, okay? Let's see, what I do is turn down the volume on my TV.
Then you crank up the Mega Countdown to Extinction.
Nah, that stuff ain't that good. I like the Rest in Peace stuff.
Isn't that Megadeth, though?
Yeah, it is, but their older stuff, I think, is better.
I heard that Megadeth has their own board game.
They do?
That's what I heard.
One up on me.
Yeah, I heard they got their own board game, and you have to buy all these imported CDs in order to get all the pieces. And after you got all the pieces, then they tell you how you can send away to get the board, and then you got the game.
Sounds like D&D.
Well, it might be like D&D. Who knows? You think D&D should be rated like video games and movies?
I don't know. There's been so much crap about it.
Do kids in school still play D&D these days?
Not the girls at Seton, I know.
Not the girls at Seton, but your friends that go over to Roger Bacon.
Yeah.
Do any of them play D&D?
Some of them do.
Really?
When we're just
I thought D&D pretty much died out in the 80s.
No. It's more or less now with the grunge and...
Oh, the grunge kids? When I was a kid in school, only the real dorky, brainy guys with the big, thick glasses that wound up being homosexuals when they grow up were the ones that played Dungeons & Dragons.
Who do you think are grungers now?
I think it's changed.
Well, it must have.
I don't know.
Cool.
That's cool, though.
Well, Megan, we appreciate you keeping us in touch with the scene over there at Seton.
Well, thank you very much.
Rock hard.
Heavy metal rules. See ya.
Hey,
see ya.
Keep paying your taxes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Peace sells.
Pay your parking meters and don't follow leaders. 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be right back. Gotta take a break.
This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Oh, me, this will be my shine.
Hello.
I mean, what's the snow everywhere for?
So here's Chris and Rob, the Chris and Rob weather update. It's snowing out. So
is it? It is not.
Careful. And when you're driving down the street, you make sure you stay in the tire tracks, because if you go too far over, then your tires are going to hit that thing in the middle where all the snow and ice is, and it's going to knock the steering wheel
snowing,
right out
it?
Of your hand.
Tell me it's not snowing.
It's not snowing real hard.
Oh, man. Is it going to stick?
I don't know. Who's up next?
Jason.
Jason, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what can we do for you, Jason?
Yeah, I really didn't like that remark you made about the homosexuals.
Which remark was that?
Dorkies.
Do what?
I didn't really like it, because I'm a homosexual.
Which remark?
You said that the people playing Dungeons & Dragons are usually dorks that end up homosexuals.
If you want to go back and check the tape, what I said was, when I was in school back in the 70s, all the kids that played Dungeons & Dragons were them short little dorky guys with really bad acne and them real big thick Coke bottle glasses that played with their computers a lot and grew up to be homosexuals.
What's wrong with being homosexual?
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I said those were the guys that played Dungeons & Dragons the most, if you took a poll of everyone that played Dungeons & Dragons or at least admitted that they did.
Why do homosexuals got to be short little dorky guys with acne?
They were a combination of short, dorky guys with acne, big, thick glasses that grew up to be homosexuals, although that wasn't exclusive. There were short, dorky guys that weren't homosexuals, and there were homosexuals that were not short, dorky guys. In fact, there were some homosexuals that were tall, lanky guys.
Were they undorky?
Yeah, probably.
Well,
to a certain extent.
Tall and lanky. I can tell you right now, I weigh 220 pounds. I'm a lineman for Simon Kenton High School football. I'm a senior. I listen to Metallica.
Metallica rules.
It does.
Right on.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm homosexual, I'm bi. I've done things with girls, dude.
Okay, what you're getting at is that you were almost offended that I referred to homosexuals as a particular stereotype, when in fact I was just referring to
a whole lot
of other people.
You were stereotyping Dungeons & Dragons players.
Yeah, not homosexuals. There's lots of other homosexuals that don't play Dungeons & Dragons, and they're just doing their own thing, and that's fine.
It kind of seems like you're doing the same thing as those people calling. You're saying how they're being racist and stereotyped, but it seems kind of like you're doing the same thing yourself.
No, because I'm sure there's plenty of black people that play Dungeons & Dragons, too, just not that many. But I'm sure there were a few.
What about straight people? Are there a lot of straight people play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, there were probably a few, but not a whole lot.
So are you saying the gay people are...
Let me ask you something, Jason. Do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I don't, but from what you're...
Good,
telling
you're
me,
better off for it. It's a silly game anyway.
So you really think that most gay people play Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I didn't say that.
He said most Dungeons & Dragons players are gay, though.
No, I said back in the 70s, when I was a kid, all the other kids in school that played Dungeons & Dragons were, and then I listed all these things that they were. I was trying to be funny.
Yeah, but just now you said gay, that most of them were gay.
A lot of them turned out to be. Some of them didn't know it at the time, but you look back on it 10 years later, it turns out a lot of them became gay over the years, which is fine. That's their bag, you know? I didn't say it was bad, I just said that's what they decided to do with their lives.
Alright.
I don't know if playing Dungeons & Dragons had anything to do with it. One of these psychology universities should do a study finding out if Dungeons & Dragons has anything to do with the sexual practices of these kids when they grew up to be adults. That would be quite interesting. But I don't have those sorts of statistics at my fingertips right now.
Have you ever tried any homosexual practices?
Myself?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no. Why you gotta say it like that? You can straight yes or no answer.
Because you're messing with me now.
They all just wondering.
No, I never have. Never even thought about it.
Well,
you've never thought about it?
No, I never thought about it.
You've thought about it?
I have not thought about it.
Well, then how could you be repulsed by the idea if you've never thought about it?
I didn't say it was repulsive.
With that hell no. That sounded to me like... That sounded to me like you thought about it.
That was the hillbilly in me coming out.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of hillbilly in me. Just like there's a little bit of city boy. There's a little bit of sophistication in you. There's a little bit of hillbilly in me.
Yeah, on one of your other shows, I heard you say you'd try anything once.
I would try anything once, that's true. But I ain't going to try that, so don't try to rope me into any of that kind of crap.
Well, you're going back on your own words here.
He's a hypocrite. You caught him.
Yeah, you caught me. It's the first time in my life. But yeah, you got me. I ain't going to do that once. Any other questions there, Mr. Smarty Pants?
You smoked crack? Done heroin?
No, I haven't smoked crack or done
You haven't
heroin.
Rode DH train?
I haven't rode the White Horse to through this.
I'd really like to turn you on to any of the three.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Crack, heroin, and homosexuality?
Go back to playing football, brother. I hope you get a touchdown next year.
All right, well, later, nigger.
Jeez. 749-1444 is the phone number, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I bet we opened up a big can of worms with this one now, didn't we?
What, no? I mean, that guy shot his whole credibility there at the end. Who cares? We were wasting our time. We were spinning our wheels. Baby. Who we got here?
Barry.
Ooh, Barry. So anyway,
dude, you'll
freak.
You know, maybe I did stick my foot in my mouth, but these guys sure aren't doing a good job of making me feel any worse about it.
Dark Angel.
What were you going to say, Rob? I almost interrupted you there.
We'll wait for the call here. Then
we'll take the call for
anecdote.
Hello, Dark Angel. You're on the air.
Hi, exactly. Who are you putting down? The gay people, the geeks, or the D&D players?
D&D players.
D&D players, without a doubt.
Why?
Without a doubt.
Actually, I'm not even putting them down. I was just pointing out a fact about them. Just something that I noticed way back when I was a kid.
D&D players have a tendency to be antisocial and extremely cliquish, and they seem to obsess on the game, which takes away from other parts of their life, and they don't seem to lead a well-rounded life. It seems to be stuff they have to do, like school and Dungeons & Dragons.
So basically they act like everybody else, football players, drug users, all kinds of people like that.
Well, no, because, you know,
they're worse about it.
A football player can, go to school, play football, listen to the Met.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons, Dark Angel?
I play all role-playing games.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What's the highest level wizard you ever became?
Immortal status.
Hey, have you ever played the one called Prisoner and Warden's Wife?
No, I haven't.
Where'd that come from? Do they have a women's prison version of Dungeons & Dragons?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, that'd be great if you could come up with one of them.
And like Wendy O. Williams, it was like the highest level you could attain. So what's your code name? Is it Dark Angel when you play those?
Depends on what game I'm playing.
What's your game of choice?
Vampire.
Have you ever played chess?
Yes, I have.
That's a good game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What about Tetris? Have you ever played Tetris?
You know what I call myself when we play chess?
What?
Please?
Rook.
Have you ever played Donkey Kong?
Yes.
You like that game?
I did when it first came out.
From now on, it's the Chris and Rook Late Night Talk Show.